Yo, what's happening?
My bad. What's the deal? I jumped in too quickly. My bad.
What's going on? What's happening? What's the deal? It is episode 53. It is Mid Carter's and Catering Podcast. It is your guy. It is AJ. I'm here with Aunt P, and we are back with Gabby once again. In case you guys missed last week, we are now a three-person crew now, so Gabby is here, everybody. She's here. What's good? What's up with y'all?
How are you? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I am good, man.
Friday.
I am good, man. A pretty eventful week for me. Just hilarious. Pulled up to the MKU podcast on Wednesday. Oh, we interviewed Desi Alexander. Great interview. That should be dropping. I'm going to see if I can drop it on Sunday or be a double drop. It'll be Mid Carter's and MKU episode on Monday. So just to get that out the way. But yeah, did that. And, you know, just putting some other things together, man. You know, I'm always tinkering with some shit. So we had a porn bot invasion in the group. So I had to kind of shut the group. I had to kind of put an admin approval post on the group and shit, man. I'm like, who's trying to sabotage us now? So.
That'll do it.
That's crazy, dude. Because I did notice, like, one day I was on there and I saw like some different language, like, on a post, and I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just gonna leave it alone and I'm gonna exit stage left or whatever. But now that you explain it, now we see what happened.
Yeah, we've been getting been some bots in that motherfucker, man. So I had to go ahead and shut that down. I got a call at like 4 o'clock and he's like, "Hey, cuz, hey man, see some bots in this bitch." Oh no, man, some porn shit going in here. I'm like, oh,
shit.
I'm like, all right, man.
So y'all did a whole interview with Just Hilarious or something like
that? She pulled up. We tapped in with her. We interviewed the guy was opening up for her while he was in Detroit, Desi Alexander. Okay. But yeah, it was a very dope interview. Baltimore all in the building and shit. So
man, you see Gabby.
Yeah, so it was cool, man. We talked about a lot of shit. I might be in a movie now. I might be in a movie now. He said, like, "Hey, I'll put you in a movie." I'm like, "Bet, okay, we're here."
You know what I'm saying? You on Tubi next week? I see you.
Yeah. We're gonna be in there, man. So you know, we was kicking it and everything, man. Very, very dope, man. Very dope. I definitely fuck with him. Jess said she's gonna tap in next time with us. So
for sure. That's what's up. Gabby, what's going on with you?
I'm trying to recover from daylight savings time. I keep my child. I keep waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and like, bro, a nigga is tired.
Yes,
you got a lot to say about it. Look at his face. He got a lot to say about it.
Daylight savings time is a whooping my ass.
Yeah, daylight savings time is whack. It is totally unnecessary. We do not need this shit. I promise
you. We're the only country that does it. So like,
it's so stupid. Not even every state even acknowledges it like anymore. Like, I know, like, I think Arizona and Oregon both just say, "Man, fuck out of here. We're not doing this stupid shit." I mean, it's getting dark at 5 o'clock. It's like really, really stupid. And I don't care what nobody talk about when they say, "Yo, we get an extra hour of sleep." Like, bro, we don't, man.
We actually lose sleep. So.
You get it for one day, actually. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally the day it starts. And then after that, it's just like you back on a revolving clock. It's like, it's just so, we don't need this shit. It's really stupid, but I feel you totally. As you yawn right there, I told, like, it's I feel you. Like, I'm totally right there with you, like, for real.
It's just goofy. It's just some goofy ass shit, man. We always involved with some goofy ass shit. Just this whole country, we always involved.
Man, don't even get me started, man.
We're gonna table that, but yeah
we'll table that. But
yeah, I'll say that for what the fuck did I miss.
shout out to Jim Cornette though for putting Glenn Jacobs in a body bag.
So here's the thing: a broken clock is right twice a day,
ain't it?
It's right twice a day. So it's like, every once in a while, Corny pulls something out of his ass, and it's like, you know what? All right, I'm not gonna fight you on this one.
Yeah.
It ain't often. Yeah. He's actually quite trash, but every once in a while,
I'd be like, you know what? You spitting, bro. You spitting. But yeah, that's all good and dope and everything. That's great with y'all. Like y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all had some pretty good things, pretty eventful things on the horizons and everything in that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like we've been, you know, in terms of podcast has been going really, really well. You know what I'm saying? Especially since, you know, we started back coming back in with season 4 and everything, from the Bischoff interview to last week, and then we just got a whole bunch of a lot more stuff on the way. Patreon, it's got loads of content on it right now. You know what I'm saying? Turner Truthers, I think, is up to like volume 4 on there right now. You know what I'm saying? We got we're planning the Survivor Series Spaces. You know what I'm saying? This is following Survivor Series, you know what I'm saying? Thanksgiving weekend, you know what I'm saying? So we got a whole bunch of stuff on the way, you know what I mean? Steadily at work, always working in the background, getting things together. So, but with that being said, we're actually recording during SmackDown. So in case you see me looking down or whatever here and there when I'm looking at my screen to see what's going on in case anything pop off, because we do got some things to talk about, you know what I'm saying, in this week in wrestling as well. But before we get to that, we got to talk about some news and rumors and everything. It's pretty loaded week, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, let's get into it.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
That pops me every time. Sorry.
It works. Like it cannot be duplicated. You know what I'm saying? Like this is where it started. Like it gets me too every single time. Like you remember how like Dwayne? That's right. I call him Dwayne. I'm not calling that motherfucker the name. But because the actor strike is over.
Future presidential candidate Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, yo. Liar. You remember when you talk about the goosebumps popping on his arm? Yeah, that was me every time that comes on for the news, for real. But anyway, so let's get started with NXT. Let's get started with NXT and Moneybags galore. You know, we've been talking about TV deals and it's a lot of movements going on for 2024. We're almost done with this year. You know what I'm saying? We're in November now, so we only got like another month and then we're in 2024. So in October, which is, you know, pretty much a year from now, like in October, we already know.
It's going to go quick, though.
It is going to go fast. It is. However, I do want summer to slow down just a little bit, please.
I feel you, especially living in Michigan. You only get like 20 minutes of summer.
Only get like 20 minutes, maybe 15, but still, like, not considering like tornado weather and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, but in the fall is looking like it's going to be really, really big for WWE. In general, we already know that SmackDown is moving to USA, day of the week pending. You know what I'm saying? Like, we still don't know. We'll make a few predictions here in just a few. But also, another move, NXT is moving to network television.
Love it.
On the CW in 2024.
Fire.
How are we feeling?
Fire.
Love it. Fire. More eyes. I mean, it's free TV. Like, before you had to pay for NXT, you had to either have it on the network, and it was on USA. People don't have cable anymore. Like, let's be honest on that. Yeah. I pay for streaming, so, like, I don't have cable at all. So, like, they'll have more eyes on the product. So, I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's fire, man. I'm digging it right now. They deserve it. Because, you know, a lot of people were critical about 2.0, saying, like, it's never gonna amount to black and gold. You know, they got rid of the metal and brought in the hip hop, and look where we at now. You know, they're getting bags now. You know, they got great talent down there. So no, it's incredible to see this. You know, and really, and the crazy part is the deal just fell into their lap.
Yeah,
especially because they were going after AEW and Tony Khan, and Tony Khan ignored them.
Nasty. Very nasty. Well, I mean, like you said, I think NXT is absolutely in the state of NXT or what it is right now is completely fine tuned for the CW. It's getting younger eyes on the product. That's for one. You know what I'm saying? You're taking away from an aging cable network. You know what I'm saying? Like the USA, for example, pretty much. Let's think about USA for a second. Outside of WWE, it is literally Law & Order SVU, the channel.
Every fucking day. All fucking day.
Law & Order.
Chris Lee is locked up.
Chris Lee got hit with the Rico, so he's not
popular. He got hit with a Rico. You know what I'm saying? Oh, nobody watched Barcade, whatever it's called.
With Nikki Garcia.
Yeah, whatever. Like, no one watches that.
The fact I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about right now tells me that nobody watches it.
Some bar game show?
I don't know what the fuck y'all even talking about. So that right there is that question.
There you have it.
Exactly. There you have it.
So, I mean, really, you watching the Premier League on a Saturday morning. That's about it. That's all that there is. No one's really watching USA Network. So, to get younger eyes, to get network TV eyes, because network TV requires is kept, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is a ratings juggernaut, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, like, I think this is also really, really good for the CW to get back into, like, live broadcasting, because they already got a few things on there already. I think they got Liv Golf. They are going to be the home of Inside the NFL, too. At the same time, so that right there is also yes, absolutely. So that's and great movements for them as well too.
And now you got the young hip black audience that's going to be with Trick Williams and Carmelo Hayes on there. So
if Carmelo's still there, I don't know if they'll still be that? There. Won't still be there. Trick is debatable depending on when they decide to pull the trigger on him. Which I
like say Trick will be there another year.
But
just make Trick the face of it, man. You know, just have him down there, man.
he'll be in the background.
Yeah, like just had like the first poster you put up, NXT on the CW. You got Trick Williams' face right
there. I mean, to be fair, they used to be UPN. I just aged myself. Yeah, fuck y'all. Exactly. I'm old. Exactly. Fuck your mama. Exactly. It used to be UPN, which you all know was a nigga channel. So
you put the ultimate nigga in wrestling right now on the front of that shit, and there you go. Like,
yeah, like you can do a whole lot with that, and then not to mention just all the other different NIL people that's coming in. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, this goes to show you that the whole point of NXT 2.0 was to be a driving force of getting the youth crowd to bring them to where they're going to take it with the CW today.
It was to build. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had to build. They had to sell it. They had to make the product. They had to, you know, slow burn, play the long game in terms of, like, making that product better and making it a respectable third brand, even though it's developmental within the company.
Niggas better stop sleeping on Nick Khan, man. Nick Khan,
Shawn Michaels booking. I mean, I don't think you can stop.
Can't go wrong with that combo.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, too, man. You know, OTM might get a sitcom out of this. You know what I'm saying? They might get like a TV deal out of this. You know, OTM out the mud. You know, they might get something out of this. You know, Scripps might get it.
All right, I need you to.
I'm gonna chill. I don't know about that one, but you know what I'm saying, like. It's good though, you know what I'm saying?
I love it outside of
NXT being on the CW is, you know what I'm saying, one of the things we just talked about is the how diverse NXT is in terms of the representation and all the diversity that it has, whereas, you know what I'm saying, that not only is it going to appease the younger crowd, it's going to appease multiple different groups within that crowd at the same time. So yeah, this is going to be great. The only thing still left up in the wind, however, is Raw, Monday Night Raw, which is very, very interesting, to say the least.
Some of the things I've been hearing about Raw, there's a lot of people throwing their name in the hat for that. A lot of interesting names, like Warner Brothers Discovery.
Yes, very interesting.
There. That's an interesting one.
To hear Warner Brothers Discovery is a top. You know what I'm saying? One of the top bill lit on the list of people that they possibly are looking at.
That would make TK TV rights.
You know how you know how weird that is to look up and you see Raw on TNT?
It would be very nasty.
It would. At that point, their AEW's gone because, like, that's a wrap on that.
I mean, hey,
AEW doesn't even have a deal. They don't even have a deal.
He could have had the CW, but look what he did, you know?
Yeah.
He
could have had the CW. Crazy. He literally just said, I'm straight. But to be fair, they wanted Ring of Honor or something. Didn't they want like a package where it was Ring of Honor and AEW? But like, who the fuck is checking for Ring of Honor TV? So like that right there should have been like, let me entertain that, because again, who wants Ring of Honor? Like, I low key just canceled my subscription to Ring of Honor, the app. I was like, this is stupid. I don't want this anymore. I paid for it because at first it was great, and then it just turned into fucking Dark. And I was like, yeah, I'm not paying to watch Dark Evolution every week. I canceled.
Yeah, like, you know, and then like they fucked it up, and then, you know, NWA, like, good Lord, man. Like,
for a spot that wasn't even entertaining, like, it, like, that spot was so pointless. Like, it'd be one thing if like you had this amazing spot and it kind of, all right, you kind of tested the waters with it, but like it got you something from it. Like, what the fuck was that spot?
Hey man,
what was...
I don't know if people truly understand that ECW-esque spots don't work anymore.
Nigga, it is 2023.
23, literally.
Nigga, chuck it up.
None of us have sat down. None of us 30, like, we're all about in our mid 30s here. Mm-hmm. None of us, even us, have not sat here and said, you know what would be great if we could just pan over somewhere in the crowd and see a group of people snorting cocaine. I don't think any of us have said we want that in our wrestling or any of our television.
Or any television. Like, yo,
I would just go watch Scarface instead of seeing that stupid shit. Like, that was really fucking stupid.
It was just, see, here's the problem. Like, you got an idiot like Billy Corgan, who just wanted to be edgy. He still thinks it's the 80s. Hey, it's the 80s, bro. Let's go ahead and do this, you know. And then he thinking like married with children, and then he just went ahead and just fucked his deal up and shit. So yeah,
this
it's just
the
like,
same guy that had Titus as his champion for like 6 years. So like you that should have been like a judgment call discussion right then and there. Because
and then the crazy part,
Titus, the crazy part, to fucking EC3. Like, all right, let's
fuck lose Titus.
And the crazy part about this shit for both for AEW and NWA. They were going to get the same deal that NXT just got.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. An 8-figure deal for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you fumble that?
It's easily. Just by being
doing cocaine spots.
I mean, by doing shit like that. Like, being a moron and, like, not, you know what I'm saying? Like, choosing a cheap heat over, you know what I'm saying, a long
time. He might have just killed it because at this point, like, yeah, I mean, we all no one was checking for it, to be honest. No one was checking for that shit, but like, now niggas really ain't checking for that shit.
The backstage talent was happy. They like, all right, you finally about to do something, and then now this happened. They're like, a lot of people said they about to leave.
I'm about to say, I'm going to Impact, fuck it. I'm going to whoever's gonna sign me.
Yeah. Honestly, it doesn't even really seem like a lot of people even knew that they were going to pull that shit. Like, they were just probably just...
It seemed very like, hey, guys, we're going live in 5 minutes. I got this great idea.
Why don't you go... Father Mitchell, just go up there, and you and a bunch of other people just start snorting cocaine.
Start snoring coke, right?
I happen to have some coke in my pocket. Here you go.
We can play Push to the Limit in the background. You know, you guys could be laughing, just cracking jokes and everything. This will be great. This will be
and
great
scene.
It's pay per view. They're not gonna watch this shit. It's pay per view. Look, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, that is disgusting. That is absolutely weird. And then they're right. You're right. It's pay per view. Nobody's gonna watch this shit.
Except for CW.
Right.
Except for the niggas clocking your every move right now. Right. Except for them.
And they're in CW, just like, yeah, we straight.
Yeah, anyway. And then they just fell in their lap. They were just, hey, look, Nick Kyle probably when he thinking about that shit, like, the fuck does CW want? Oh, you want NXT?
Right.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Eight figures
like,
for you.
8 figures? All right, cool.
Bet.
Michaels, you got a raise.
Like, exactly. Like, how you feel about working Thursday nights? Yeah, you know.
Well, I think I could do it, man. You know,
you know, Sean can't get his words out all the way. Like,
leave him alone.
I take that as a yes.
A lot of headshots, man. A lot of headshots.
I love you, Sean. And more other news, in terms of more TKO stuff. So, as we know, TKO is the parent company of WWE and UFC. And it's just looking like more and more burial of Vince and Kennedy McMahon via this company. Like, they literally have put him on a list of risk factors in relation to company business.
Anytime they get a chance to slaughter Vince, they're like, yeah, we actually they take it.
They Bret Harden Vince McMahon right now. Well, you know that little prick Vince McMahon, you know, he's bad for business right now. Yeah. So
whatever is in his contract, however long they gotta keep him, that promise you at 12:01 that day, that nigga's out. Like yeah. The minute they can get rid of him, they're getting rid of him.
It seemed like they've been on a roll ever since it went public. Like mm-hmm. once they went public, it's just been, oh yeah, hey Vince, hey, stand over there. Yeah, anyway.
You and your king.
Anyway, so. Yeah, us. Over here, yeah. So, like, how are we gonna do it? Like, you know, basically, it's kind of like he's getting the Mary McCheese.
Absolutely, and that's what he deserves at this point. I mean, he sold the company to hide it from his family, and now this family, now they're all basically getting rid of him. So, like, karma came back real quick.
Yeah,
as it normally does.
You are in fact not Logan Roy after all. So, mm-hmm. so. It's basically being stated, you know, Ms. McMahon's membership on our board could expose us to negative publicity and or adverse financial and operational impacts on our business, aka better known as Vince has some allegations on the way. It's coming. It's probably gonna fuck up our shit. So yeah, he's high risk. We just gotta continue just keep putting shit out like this. So we're going to eventually push his ass out. And I guess maybe a reaction, or maybe it's just Vince saying, oh, okay, whatever. He decided to share. I mean, I'm sorry. He decided to sell a bunch of his shares. I think it was like 8.4 million's mm-hmm. worth of share. Not worth, but 8.4 shares. 8.4 million shares, actually. Back to TKO. So it's looking like, yeah. We might be seeing the last event soon in terms of TKO
fucking
business.
Fucking good.
Yeah.
Well, Tony Khan can't ride that wave no more. They have Vince over there. You come here. He can't ride that wave no more.
Yeah, it's not.
Bring
really.
Back Stephanie.
Hey.
That could possibly happen.
I wouldn't.
And you know what else could possibly happen? Vince starting another.
Oh, starting brother, another. Please.
I can see it.
I can see it.
I can see it. He got. Yeah. He can call Taker like, "Hey Taker, you want to be my right hand man for this shit?" Oh yeah, sure, boss.
And Taker would actually say, "Yeah."
Yeah.
He probably would. Him and his glass hip, and then you know they can both just do glass whatever that shit. They do. Glass hip shit in front of 150 people. That's gonna watch that bullshit. Because I'm not. I'll tell you that.
Like, yeah, I'm done.
I'm done with Vincent Kennedy McMahon, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he did a lot. You know, saying we can't take that away from him, but yeah,
it says a lot when your kids don't fuck with you. Like when you Shane Ben said, "I don't want that shit." Like 10-15 years ago, Shane was very adamant on like, "Oh no, I don't want to run this shit. I'm going to go start my own tech companies and do Taekwondo with my kids over here." Like he very much like,
wanted to buy the UFC. He wanted mm-hmm. to buy the UFC and put ECW on streaming. Mm-hmm. Like back then, like he was on, mm-hmm. He like keep ECW the way it is, but just keep it online. Mm-hmm. We can make a lot of money off of that shit.
Shane said a long time ago, "I'm straight. This nigga's crazy."
And then all of a sudden, he sits up here and he partners with the UFC today.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden.
Like, all of a sudden, now it makes
Vince,
sense, right?
Okay. Cut the shit, bro.
Wish they could have fucking owned it, but oh boy, yeah.
Yeah, clown, goof, goofy. But hey, you know what? That's Vince. Hey, look, that's ego. That's what happens when you allow ego to take over and you think you're too invincible. And mm-hmm. then your nasty skeleton started to come back on you and everything like that. And then you get fucked over. So it is what it is. Like, I mean, I don't know what's next for Vince McMahon. Like I said, I already had made a projection that Vince would probably be out of WWE and 2KO entirely by January. So
top of the year, yeah. First quarter. Yeah,
I said that's first quarter, he's out. Mm-hmm. See ya. Out of there.
Well,
but who knows? I mean, I don't know.
It is what it is.
It's also like 90s. I think it gets kick over tomorrow. So like they probably
that too. I mean, the all it take, you know what? I'm a vibe.
Yeah, we're gonna leave. But I'm just saying, I'm gonna say it.
I was about to say the first allegation that pop up, he'll be like, ah, and then, but I'll leave it alone. Yeah. I'll leave that alone.
I mean, you know, just I got, you know, shit. A lot of better booking now. You know, got an old man coming in there tearing shit up no more. You know, you got talent ready to come back to the company and all that other shit. It's good. It's good right now. And they make
I think a lot of talent left because of Vince are on their way back as soon as they can. As soon as Malachi Black contracts up, I guarantee you he's coming back.
Oh, he's out of there.
Buddy Matthews, I guarantee you.
Out of there.
Oh, you know Buddy coming back because he tired of being put on voicemail every time you call him.
Absolutely. So I'm pretty sure a handful of talent that is only overhanging at AEW and left because of Vince's booking is on their way back because we all know they're Triple H boys.
Keith Lee.
I don't think they're going to want him back.
I know.
Who in the hell is that? Some mid-carder?
You said that just to set me off because I guess who called it last week? They was gonna pull some bullshit with Keith Lee and
let's save it for the cold segment, man. Let's save it for the segment because I got a lot to say about that too.
We'll put a pin in that.
Yeah, shout out to Jay White though, man, because he, you know what I'm saying, he didn't want to go over there because Vince was there, and then now Vince is
leaving. it was a hiring freeze at that time.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true.
So it was kind of like, because it was before the Endeavor deal was announced, you know, which is like right at WrestleMania, basically. And like Jay White kind of just got lost in the stacks, so to speak. But, you know, good for Jay White, you know, what he got going on right now.
He's making it work. Will Billy Ocean Spray, he might be coming over to WWE now. That's looking like,
I don't know, it's
very, very interesting with that because you can see it go a bunch of ways, but I kind of see, like, you know,
the ocean spray.
I kind of see it like maybe he wants to go to WWE because, number one, you know, Seth Rollins calling him broke, that probably did something to him. So he probably want to go there. And plus, go ahead, my bad.
I think he's a little butthurt too about how AEW inflated the numbers for London.
Yeah, and he got it tatted on him, and now he like, bro.
And now it's very clear that it's inflated. So I think that was very embarrassing for him. So I think that like that might be a deciding factor for him to go over to the Fed, because I think TK really fucked him over with that London shit.
He ain't see all that tarp landed all over them seats and everything like that. Like
apparently not.
He was literally in the middle.
All you had to do was do this. All you had to do was just turn around, please.
Just look up,
or do the edge, run to one side, like, oh shit, never mind.
Right. Let me run over here.
All right, so
Billy Boy, let's see. Speaking of someone, you know, you brought up Will Ospreay, but someone close to Will Ospreay from back then, Ricochet. Well wishes to Ricochet. He's in concussion protocol right now. It's believed that he suffered a concussion earlier in the match, during the Hurricanrana spot. He may be out for a little while. Hopefully, yeah, that was wild, man.
It was a great match though, but that was wild.
Yeah, like it was a match with Bronson Reed, right?
It was Bronson Reed, Ivar. And the Miz, Ricochet.
For the Fatal 4-Way. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah.
Great match.
But Ricochet getting hurt, you know, that sucks.
That wasn't good. Nah, that was fucked up. But yeah.
Hopefully he's
speedy recovery. He's on back demand. Soon.
Yeah, speedy recovery.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it. It seems like they want to do something with him, you know.
Yeah.
I see something happening with that, but I just thought about something.
What?
Him and Logan Paul.
Yeah, that was a thing.
I mean, yeah, I don't think they're done there.
But. Yeah, they're not done there. I think he's going to be the one that's going to. Well, you know where I'm going with it. I see Royal Rumble with
maybe Survivor Series.
I see Royal Rumble.
Survivor Series is literally two weeks away.
So that's pretty packed.
Yeah, I see Royal Rumble.
Yeah, maybe a Royal Rumble confrontation or something of that matter. Yeah, I think so. Maybe that gives us some time. On a lighter note, congratulations to Carmella and Corey Graves.
Hey man, Carmella deserves all the rest she can get.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Jesus Christ.
She gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. Congrats to them. We all know like Carmella's story and everything, mm-hmm. you know, her journey in beautiful. Terms of motherhood and beautiful finally it worked out. And I'm really, really happy for her and for Corey. And you know, we all know that baby's going to have a fun time with some fun parents. So mm-hmm. good for them.
They're going to have a nice sneaker collection.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. 60 oh, yeah. hours of labor, dog. Like,
yo, 60. I think I went through, whoa. I didn't go through 60, but I definitely went through about a good 40. Yeah.
Soldiers.
Good times.
Soldiers.
Good
times. Soldiers.
Love my little boy, but woo, baby. Yeah. Not doing that shit again.
Hey, look.
We're done.
Every single minute was worth it all.
Let me tell you, we're done.
Yeah. She said, yeah.
We're like, no. Like, that is it.
About this vasectomy, because I'm never done.
Jesus. That's funny. So... Before I think we had that was enough news that we had, but we did have a follow up to last week because Gabby went out and did a little research. You know what I'm saying?
she's determined to figure this shit out.
I gotta do some research. I wish I had the little Reese. I gotta go do some research on that shit.
Y'all gotta leave me alone. So to be fair, my undergrad degree is actually in journalism. So like I'm very big on like going back and like getting like the research and like finding out my puzzle.
Damn, I wish I had that clip, man. I would have pulled it up. Yeah, man, I gotta do some research on that.
I gotta do some research on that shit. I gotta do some research.
Y'all trash.
Hold on, don't let me find it, man. Do not let me find it, man.
But yeah, Gabby went out and because she was trying to find the details of how a Legends contract works, and we were all trying to figure that out. So we got Gabby tapping in, and she's about to give us the knowledge.
No, no, we're not holding on.
I gotta go do some research and check that out. Actually, I gotta do some research. I gotta go do some research on that shit for real.
I'm out here trying to help y'all out. Help the world out.
That's what I'm saying. She helping me out because I need to know.
No, yeah, because I need to know too, man. But you know, man, hey, man.
I gotta go do some research though.
So listen, I'll open the floor up. Y'all can leave in the comments what y'all want me to research for next week. Let me know. We can make
Please.
Thing. I come back quickly with weekly facts for y'all. Just tell me what you want to know, and I got you.
Yeah, hey, look, we're gonna make that a button too. The little Reese, that's gonna be a button.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the whole video. I'm gonna put it up.
I hate you niggas. Oh, a Legends contract. Jesus Christ, bring it back in. A Legends contract is basically a beefy merch contract, which is how people can actually go out and still do promotions and still do wrestling and all that fun stuff. Because fun fact, Jake the Snake also has a Legends contract. Okay. As well.
Oh wow.
So basically they get like a 10K advance for the Legend contract, and they're required to do at least 12 appearances a year for WWE. And they're also selling their likeness for, and that includes autograph signing, WrestleMania access, all of those fun things. So that's how you're able to still do independent booking shows. That's how Bully Ray is still able to do Impact, how Jake the Snake Roberts is still able to do AEW. Another fun fact about them, they actually have every year they're up for renewal, so you can decline it every year. You sign a 5-year contract, but every year it comes up and you can be like, nah, I'm straight.
So it's like a player option. It's like a player mm-hmm. option in a way. Okay.
So almost mm-hmm. like an option. So what would count like as a, so I'm thinking like maybe like a WrestleCon or like
a WrestleCon,
Comic-Con.
So technically WWE doesn't actually do those.
Right.
So if it's a WWE signing, for instance, when they do like the little wireless things they have, I can't think of the damn company.
Oh, the Cricket
yes. wireless. Whenever they have those, the Mania appearances, they also can use their likeness as well. So like action figures, for instance,
video games,
things like that.
Ah, so you get like $10,000 up front.
Yep.
For that year.
Yep.
And pretty much me as WWE can be like, hey, we actually doing a superstore.
Yes. I'll add the media pop-ups. Yep, yeah, that too. The pop-ups.
This PLE this weekend.
Bully Ray.
I need you to come and sign some shit.
And it works out, right? Because let's be honest, who's checking for a Billy Ray or a Bully Ray, whatever the fuck you want to call him today? Bully who's checking Ray, for his action Ray. Figure, right? But I guarantee you on Ringside, Ring, whatever their website is, you can find it there.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of bounces back. So, like, say you're watching Bully on Impact, right? And Google Bully Ray, you're going to still see that he's a WWE legend. If you want his real merch, you can go to WWEshop.com. Like, yes, he has an Impact store, whatever. But if you want the true old school merch, right, that's their shit.
Right.
But if you want the action figure and like the cool shit, it'll link you back to WWE.
Interesting.
So it kind of works both ways, right? So like you're able to go out and have fun, but in the day, WWE is still getting clicks from that.
Well, I'll tell you one person who's going to renew that contract every year. That's your man's Ric Flair. Him and Hogan. They're going to renew that contract every motherfucking year. Hogan,
so like, fun fact. For instance, Kane, I know we just talked about him. He makes $900,000 a year on his legend contract.
Nah, what? He makes under a mil a year.
He makes under a mil a year between the merch.
That's what I was going to ask you next, because I was going to say, does that vary, like that price vary? So it depends on
how much merch you sell. That's how much you get just to just hang out. And then you get a percentage of the merch. You get a percentage of the signings. You know that shit ain't free.
Yeah, man.
You get a percentage of your likeness if it's used in other places. So again, Kane is one of the top making $900,000 a
fucking year. It's really a good ass retirement plan.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm gonna tell you one person who's probably getting that bag, and that's Stone Cold.
Oh,
absolutely.
Does he have a Legends contract?
I'm
sure he has a Legends contract.
Because I would think he would you just signed off the love, you know what I'm saying? Like on some like just having a you got an active contract basically, right? Like, there's no need for a Legends deal or whatever like that. But
Kane is making under a million.
Yeah, if he's making 900, if Kane is making 900K, say like somebody like
Kevin Owens is making 30,000, I think, a month on top of whatever. Because he made a joke. Somebody was coming at him on Twitter once. Hey, what you're not about to do is come for me in my contract. Because I made 30K last month alone.
I remember at a house show, he had Roman Reigns in a chokehold. He's like, you know how much I make off my marriage? And then Ronald had in his face, not trying to laugh.
Yeah. So, nothing wrong with Legends contract. So, make your money.
Yeah. So, like, because if he doing that, like, I'm trying to picture, like, who else? Who's another legend I can think of?
Taker.
Man, Taker got to be making like at least five mil.
Absolutely, because Taker's still releasing new shit on fucking Chalkline.
Wait till Ray could hang it up and retire.
Oh yeah, Ray about to be eating, bro. Like I said, them Louis V masks, he got Louis V mask already on display, like ready to just pop up.
Man, you know? I want that green one, dog. I want that green one he had on this morning. I mean today. That bitch was hard, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ray gonna be paid. Ray gonna be paid. Taker, like all them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's also cool that I mean I don't know why I wouldn't turn down my deal every year. I'd be like, motherfucker, use my shit. I don't care.
Absolutely.
Just send the
check. Honestly, it's really it's simple. It's kind of simple. Free money. All you gotta do is pop up 12 times a year at some event that you probably were going to. Because I mean, if you think about it. Bully, even though Bully's Impact, the other thing, he still goes to Mania every year. So, like, you're double dipping because you're going to this event regardless. So, you might as well fucking get paid for it and get up. Absolutely. Undertaker is at every fucking thing. You might as well use it as one of your little check marks on your contract because you're going there anyway.
You know, Paul White, you know, he's been showing up everywhere probably, you know.
Does he have a deal? I thought he just straight up just left.
He doesn't have
because he didn't because he didn't get inducted to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he didn't. 100%. Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't get. He didn't actually retire.
No, he just left his contract expired.
Yeah, he just left, and same thing with Mark Henry.
They just dipped.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
it's different. Like Kevin Nash, he has a Legends contract.
You know he's going to renew that every year.
Absolutely.
Come on, man. Kevin Nash don't play about his money, man. He don't play. But
want to put out some diesel action figures? Yeah, go ahead, man. You know, outsiders.
And you know what? Yeah, they would sell. That's the thing about it, too. Like, it would sell.
So, Okay, so that's my next question then. Okay, so like, say, like NWO merch, like you said, like mm-hmm. like Wolfpack or Outsiders merch, will he be getting royalties off of that too?
I don't know who owns NWO, so I don't know if that's a Kevin. I don't know who, like, obviously the Fed trademarked it, but like, I don't know whose that was or who that would count towards. Yeah. Or maybe they split it amongst themselves. That could be a possibility as well. It wouldn't shock me if they split it, honestly. How close
damn
they
it.
Are.
Should have asked Bischoff. Like, hey man, how much money you got? Saying no.
Next time.
I assume Eric probably has a Legends deal too.
Oh, he do.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I'm sure he does. But that was fun facts with Gabby. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was fun. Like,
again, leave in the comments. Yeah. Let me know what you want me to go look for next time. Sure. And I got y'all.
Hey, and just to remind y'all, Gabby, she has a journalism degree. So this, like, good she Lord. Has to, like, dig for information. So she will go out and get it.
I will
and
find
that
it.
Right there is a good example. So definitely ask. And get interactive with that. You know what I'm saying?
Before we go on to the next thing, did y'all catch that Brock Lesnar thread they had on Twitter?
No, I have
no
about all of Brock Lesnar's like feats, like how he's just like a generational athlete, man. This motherfucker, dog. I'm just start going over everything that I seen, like when he grabbed Charles Robinson by the belt and by one arm and just threw him in the ring and shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You remember? Do y'all remember that? He grabbed him by the belt and just threw him in the ring with one arm.
Like, who?
Charles Robinson, the referee.
Oh shit! Yeah, I remember that.
That. You know, Brock jumping off the motherfucking forklift on Big Show and shit, and then giving Big Show a casual vertical suplex. Like, I'm just looking at this shit like, dog, like, Brock is really a fucking monster. Like, we know he a monster, but when you see all these videos, you just really realize, like, dog.
You have to appreciate how big he is for how busy he gets, too. Like, yes, he's going to F5 you to fucking death. That's great. But he can also do a shooting star press. He can also get busy in the ring. Like, people have to appreciate, like, his overall work.
Man, it's funny you brought up Brock because I was, like, on... you know, doing my little shit posting TikTok thing the other day, and like Brock jumped and found his way into my algorithm, and like it was UFC Brock though, you know what I'm saying? So like, it was a video, Jimmy John's Brock. It was a video when DC called him in the ring. He's like, "Hey, get in the ring, motherfucker!" And then Brock just jogged. Like Brock has on the full suit, by the way. Like he just jogged up in the ring and shit. And DC ain't even like say nothing crazy to him. Brock just pushed the shit out. I was like, "Yeah, I'm about to beat your motherfucking ass, motherfucker." I saw like when he beat up Frank Mir and shit. Like I was like, "Yeah, I don't want to be anywhere near this man in a fight." Like I'm
sure. No, absolutely not. Hey, look, man. Somebody said when the aliens come, the first line of defense is Brock Lesnar. You just call him.
Like, they probably turn around once they see Brock.
I'm straight.
It was another thing too. Like Brock never played football. It almost made it to the Minnesota Vikings. As off rip.
Yeah.
And they offered him a contract for NFL Europe. And he's like, "Nah, I'm straight."
I'm gonna go to Japan and beat up Shinsuke Nakamura.
That is insane, dog. Yeah. Okay, crazy. I had to put that out there.
If you ever do have a chance, like anybody that's never seen it before, like look at New Japan Brock and look at like, cause you'll see early Shinsuke Nakamura.
He had no long hair. He had like little buzz cut. Yeah,
young Shinsuke, and it was like maybe 2004. Mm-hmm. Go back and take a look at that. It was pretty cool. But yeah, so I think that was all that we have from news and fun facts. So let's get into this week in wrestling. This week in wrestling.
I am the BEST.
New Day!
Because the Street Profits are up and we want the smoke.
Wrestling has more than one.
Perfect.
All right. So, if you weren't here last week, y'all already know we have changed, completely turned around what we do with This Week in Wrestling now. We're actually having a lot of fun with it, by the way, too. Like, it's a lot of fun. So, like we did last week, let's start off with what was hot this week in wrestling.
You up first? Nope. You up first this time. I went first last time. Oh, you gonna rotate this bad boy.
Oh, it's, so I gotta go first. You gotta All right. So I'm gonna start off. Look, I'm gonna go ahead. Look, I gotta share this. I gotta blow this up. What's hot? I mean, look at this motherfucker right there. Look at this guy. Look at that. That right there is a real United States champion. Okay, that's but that is a real United States champion right there. Logan Paul, look, we all called it last week. Logan Paul, he went to Saudi Arabia and he left WWE United States champion. Like that's what's really hot this week for myself. Like we were saying before, it's important to put a title like that on someone like Logan Paul, who's going to be who works on the outside too, at the same time to promote WWE outside of the company, outside of the business. I'm sure that belt is probably going to show up on Impulsive. I'm not sure when Jake Paul's next fight is.
It's gonna be at that fight.
I think it was just announced, if I'm not mistaken.
That's gonna be at that fight. He's gonna pull up like, hey.
He's gonna pull up with the belt. Supposedly he retired from boxing, so he can be a full-time WWE guy now. So
He's always had a full-time contract.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're gonna be seeing a whole lot more from Logan Paul. I don't think he's on SmackDown tonight. Mm-mm.
Because he'd have popped up by now if he was.
Yeah, he would have popped up. At least he would have popped up to make fun of Ray or some shit.
Exactly, like that. For that Ray segment. If just that.
Yeah. It was really good, man. It was really hot. Really good, really hot. Recapping a little bit on the Crown Jewel. We all know that he beat Rey Mysterio, but it was some interference by one of Logan's homeboys with the brass knuckles. Santos... Santos comes out to say, "Hey, what are you doing?"
That dirty motherfucker right there, yeah, man.
He grabs the brass knuckles and then somehow, some way, sets him back in the ring. Logan Paul grabs him, knocks casually him the fuck out, and he is the new champ.
Man, with full Eddie Guerrero with that one, like
yes, and also he has some nice messages like, "Hey Ray, I love you" and everything, and then he was like, I know. I just had to beat you, and it is what it is, man. Accept it. Take it. You lost.
So yeah, right. You see, Ray,
you know what you did. You know what you did. He said, "I don't know what you're talking about. It's all in your head. You sound crazy."
Gaslighting the fuck out of him.
Gaslighting the fuck out of Ray. That was crazy. So that was hot. Also, Zoe Stark winning the number one contendership for Rhea Ripley's world heavyweight championship. Women's world championship. Really, really good for her. She won on Raw, if I'm not mistaken. I know that they, you know, she lost. She was one of the five women that lost the match at Crown Jewel, but she's got her a title opportunity now. And
her finisher is ridiculous if it's taken properly, right?
Yes.
Like if you get someone that can someone that can take her finisher, but like if her finisher is executed, it's flawless. I love it.
I think she should.
Best one to take that finisher was Mandy Rose.
Absolutely.
Mandy Rose sold it really good.
Sold the fuck out of that.
Man. She should add another one just in case.
Someone that can't quite do it.
You damn sure can't do that shit tonight at Jax, so you got to figure out something.
Oh yeah, she got a submission hold or something for Nia Jax, so that ain't happening.
On that bitch's back or something, I don't know.
Yeah, something like a sleeper hold, something. And lastly, I have Creed Brothers versus DIY on WWE Raw. That was crazy.
I mean, yeah,
that was crazy.
Man. Hey, man. And look at it, and they're both fucking Creeds. And they both were protected because, you know, Ludwig Kaiser, you know, came through and interfered and all that shit. So they were protected.
Mm-hmm. Right. But we needed that. We needed that.
Yeah.
And hot from
it's on you. Me. You up.
All right, bet. So I got a couple things here. The Miz. The Miz is on fire right now, you know. Went ahead and showed off, you know, did his thing in the ring and shit. Went crazy. You know, now he's going to be facing Gunther at the Survivor Series. That's gonna be that could be a sleeper for match of the night, in my opinion.
Easily.
Yeah, because one thing about Miz, y'all can say whatever you want. That man knows how to work the crowd. He knows how to work that ring. So
I was going to say, that man can only work the mic. He actually can get busy in the ring. He doesn't have to. He's a heel. But if he needs to, and when he wants to,
Turn on. Yeah, come on, man.
And it's not only just that. It's Gunther. Gunther can fucking make you. Come on, man. Gunther can fucking wrestle, and he will make that shit a 5-star if he wanted to.
Absolutely.
So. Also, man, you know, Gunther slandered the shit out of Bret Hart. You know, that was cool. I fucked with it. You know what I'm saying?
That was crazy.
Yeah.
True heel.
Right. I got to shout this out because I bet against him, and time and time again, he proves us wrong. Seth Rollins.
Yeah, we all took that L.
Yeah.
No longer bet.
I'm done.
I'm no longer betting against Seth, man.
Yeah, I'm done.
You know what I'm saying? If this is on FanDuel, it got to been down like so much money betting against him. So yeah, I'm done with that. But shout out to Seth, man. He came through, had a fire ass match with Sami Zayn on Raw, and you know, let's kind of go into that a little bit. War Games has been announced. Mm-hmm. So I think it's gonna be a 5-on-5. They said 4-on-4, but I think they're gonna add a fifth to that. I think Drew's gonna be on Judgment Day side, and they might throw somebody, might Kevin Owens or some shit. I don't know who's gonna be on that side. But then you got Cody had the face paint on for the cover, said the nigga look like Guile. So
that face paint is crazy. Somebody actually did the I'm the dude disguised as another dude playing another dude. They did the Tropic Thunder, they did the Tropic Thunder on that shit. I'm playing a dude that's disguised as another dude.
Shout out to Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Because that's the only motherfucker that could pull that entire movie off, man, without offending anybody. It just worked.
I don't know how, but it worked. And I got one more. Man, it's Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams shit, man. It just took an interesting turn for a minute. Like, the promo wasn't there with Lexus King, but him popping out.
So I got that in my code.
Yeah, so him popping out was interesting, and then just, you know, he just, you know, they throwing him to the fire right now, you know.
So
and,
we see you talked about this. I truly think that they're putting so much stock and energy behind him. I think they kind of wanted to test him because honestly, anyone would look not as great on the mic with Carmelo and Trick. I don't care who you put up there. You got to figure out how to hold your own. You're not going to outshine them, but you need to figure out how to hold your own and not get overshadowed. So I think at this point they're doing with him like some trial by fire.
Yeah,
like, do you got it or do you? Can you? You may not have it, but can you figure it out and can you figure it out quickly?
Yeah, because... and just them throwing them out there like that, and then you know, and then like it's setting up something right there. So I'm thinking right now he probably didn't attack Trick Williams. I think he attacked him. And it was just like, okay, let's see what we're gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
His presentation. Also,
anybody come from AEW, they're gonna try to shoot to the moon. So at that point, like, I'm giving you the opportunity to lose.
I mean, you're changed, from AEW.
So I'm trying. Mm-hmm.
They changed his look. He got a nice presentation. Like, I like his entrance when he come out. They pulled a chair out there and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sliding chair and everything. That's fire. So
they're putting it behind him. It's just for him to either sink or swim at this point. Like, we're giving you the opportunity. You can't say that, like, we're not giving you anything. Like, it's there. Do something with it.
Yeah.
Prove it. Show me you want it. Show me you're going to work.
For sure. Definitely. I want to see more from Lexus King. I do.
Yeah.
I won't have him on my cold side. I mean, it's only been, like, what, 2 fucking weeks? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trusting the process.
Wait, I'm just going to sit back and let him impress me and see if he got it. Like I said, I truly think it's a test for them at this point because they're putting so much stock energy behind him. Like,
he's probably going to be in that deadline match.
Yeah.
I'm probably going
to be surprised if he is.
Yeah.
Was that it for you?
That was it for me.
And y'all kind of hit on my points, so... I'm just going to sit back and take over some cold because I'm sure we all got some cold stuff.
Okay. So trending, anything that we need to be paying attention to? Right now, I only got – actually, I got three things here. Kari returned on WWE Crown Jewel.
Hit that beautiful, that fucking beautiful elbow drop.
That fucking elbow drop. Shout out to Bianca Belair for selling the hell out of that too. Like that was crazy. So she's back in WWE. I mean, she already been back, but she finally made an appearance. I know a lot of people was complaining, saying like, why you do this in Saudi? Like, y'all should have did this in front of
it. Made sense, but it just made sense.
It just kind of just made sense. Maybe she might have been maybe closer instead of, you know, she's like, oh, I'll meet y'all halfway.
That was my initial thought, is that it'd probably be easier for her to hop on a flight to Saudi than it would be to hop on a flight to the States, especially if you're trying to be low key.
I'm back to the States with you, right? That's probably why they did that. But you know, chill. I mean, like, the Saudi show, y'all have to understand something about the Saudi show is literally their WrestleMania, pretty much, over there. Like, that is a mini WrestleMania show for the Saudi crowd. So debuts and stuff like that can happen during those shows. So yeah, chill out. Drew McIntyre's something to pay attention to. It's kind of one of the most weirdest, long, drawn-out turns I've ever seen in quite some time. But just tread. Just keep treading. Keep on, stay on the train. It's coming. You know what I'm saying? I do, because some, you know what? I'll talk about Judgment Day later. But, yeah.
Just, something's in the, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Something's in the attention. Water. Just,
yeah. LA Knight. You got to pay attention to what's happening to LA Knight after getting defeated by Roman. That's all I can tell you. He's going to probably be wrestling mid-carders going forward. So that's something to watch. It's not,
but see, there's nothing, him. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that though, right? Like, he's not going to take the shot off Roman. He ain't taking it off of Seth. Like, give him some mid-card title and let him have some fucking fun. I mean, The Miz made the mid-card titles what they are. Like, don't get me wrong, he definitely had them. He had the top boys too, but like, Miz made his career off those mid-cards.
Nothing's
wrong with it. Like, but again, right now you got Roman running around. If someone knocks down Roman, then like, maybe you could throw him back in there eventually, depending on when it happens. But like, it's okay to hang out in the mid-card.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, I think tonight on SmackDown, he wrestled Grayson Waller. So again, back where he belongs. But all I can say is, if I look at SmackDown next week and he's wrestling Karrion Kross. Anyway.
Speaking of Grayson Waller, actually, he's on my to watch list too.
I think absolutely.
Something's there. Something's going on with him too. Like, I think it's interesting too that they bring him out whenever someone has to fight a celebrity or whenever needs a celebrity spot of some sort. Because it's all the guy, I know who the fuck that nigga was.
I don't know.
A celebrity of some sort that he always comes in and like
and delivers every single time.
Absolutely. So he's someone I would say to keep an eye on too.
Absolutely. Ant trending.
Well, start off, you're gonna say Santos and Carlito. That's something that's trending right now. Because really, to be honest with you, I thought they all were gonna turn on Ray, but it was just Santos, and he walked away. You know,
I think it's smart.
Yeah, he had the Eddie Guerrero look on his face for a minute and everything. You know, just like so I'm looking at that right now, and I think we're gonna be seeing Carlito versus. I think that was an injury spot for Ray for what happened to him. I think that was an injury spot. Gonna take him out for a little bit, so we probably gonna end up seeing Ray versus Santos at WrestleMania or some shit like that. In the meantime, I think so.
Oh, I mean, there's still Dom and Ray.
So you think they're gonna be a part two to that?
Yeah, I think they're gonna do it again. Unless they do some, they got a fixture Dom in there somewhere. Somehow,
I mean, hey, you know what?
But if they do it at WrestleMania, look, I'm gonna shut the fuck up. Like, I don't.
Yeah. I mean, hey, or you know, like, it's something there with that, man.
I just feel Santos and Ray will come sooner.
But I'm thinking like Ray and Carlito. Carlito and Santos is gonna be something they're gonna start up right then and there. You know, because so looking at that, AEW side, man, this devil thing. That's
that was on mine too.
We still don't know who that. Still don't know.
It's a lot of theories about it, man. Gabby showed me one where they were talking about Kyle O'Reilly being under that mask. And I was like, that is very interesting. You know,
I think they're good at putting out their own propaganda. So I think the Britt Baker thing is their own built-in propaganda. So I think I would love for it to be her, but like we said last time, like, where is that going, right? Like, so I think it would make more sense for it to be Kyle O'Reilly or someone really, really random who we're not even thinking about, because there's, we got to have a payoff for it, right?
Somebody saying John Moxley was under that
man.
I was talking shit. I was like, hey, what about John Moxley?
Hey, that would be funny. You didn't think it was me, MJF? Oh man, so yeah, that I'm guessing they're about to do something with Wesley and Baron Corbin. You know, Baron Corbin is just running through.
Baron Corbin is an underrated heel. He's probably one of the greatest heels, honestly. He's underrated as fuck. Like, yeah. He gets out there and he heals it up every single time. He delivers every single time.
I mean, like, honestly and truthfully, they need to put the NXT title on him.
I would love it.
They need
bring
to
back
it
the lone wolf. Throw it on him. Call it a day. Like, because they need someone up there that can like can go, and that's one that you can trust as well. And you can trust Baron Corbin to get whatever job you give him. I mean, he got Happy Corbin over. Like, what the fuck was that shit?
No, man. That bad down his luck Corbin when he had.
Oh yeah, sad. Oh, yeah,
man, sad boy.
We were wearing the same shirts and them white beaters.
Sad boy Corbin. He's letting his hair grow out with the nasty ass hairline and shit.
When he was about to cash in the money in the bank.
Yeah, well, yeah, man, that's kind of it for me right there, man. And you know what? One more. Creed. I should put them in hot, but you already had them. I got them trending because I think they're gonna be tag champs real soon.
Okay.
They're building them up right now.
Yeah, yeah, they got them. They got them fast tracked. They're fast tracking them a little bit.
And my nigga Von Wagner.
Of course,
Von Wagner.
I mean, he lost. I mean,
he lost, but
I guess he's over still.
He still got it. He still got something.
They're giving him some traction on that. They give him some traction, and then one more. I know I got a lot. Chase U and Tony D'Angelo family.
Tony D.
So, yeah, the D'Angelo family. Something's going on with that too, man. I don't know what it is, man. They probably about to break his kneecaps or something, man. You're going to hear some Sopranos things. He might get thrown in the trunk or some shit. They're going to throw Duke Hudson in the trunk in a minute, man. It's some money being owed over there, I think.
That's crazy. What we got, Gab? All
right, so I'm going to hold it down for the women.
Let's go.
Something that we need to pay attention to is I think Jamie Hayter has been gone for long enough for her injury to be healing. So hopefully she's on her way back.
Okay.
I also want us to look at Red Velvet. Red Velvet is back.
I've seen some talks.
She is back, and she's back on Rampage tonight with another match. I think she's going up against Ruby Soho. So they brought her back. So hopefully they do something with her now that she's back. She looked good on Wednesday against Julia Hart. Something else I want you to look at too is Julia Hart, right? Because they're going to do something with her. I think she's going to be the one to take it off of Statlander. Because at this point, Statlander is, I don't want to say she's fizzling, but like, it's not going anywhere. The same thing they did with Jade. Like, they give them these things, and then it's like, they just feed people to them. It's like, there's no progression. There's no, something's missing with that mid card. And I think that Julia Hart could probably be the one to kind of breathe some energy into it.
I see some agendas being pulled in terms of Red Velvet. However, you know what I'm saying? I'm here for Red Velvet for sure, but I see certain agenda, of course, is on Twitter. They talking about Red Velvet got away from something, and now she's on her way to be popping. And I'm just like,
get the fuck out of here! Yeah,
get the fuck out of here, bro. Okay.
That ain't it.
That's not it. She probably already had it. She was just again being booked poorly. Y'all want to always put booking on a talent's fault. But not the fault of the booker, not management. Like, come on, y'all, stop. But I'm sorry, continue.
That's what I got. Just my girls this week.
Ladies this week. And I feel you for real. I've been seeing the Red Velvet thing, like a lot of Red Velvet talk, so to speak. Saying that she was really like bringing it this week. We're not sure what happened on the Rampage as of yet with her.
It's live, actually. Yeah. They're doing it. I don't know why they're doing light Rampage live tonight, but Rampage is live.
So they didn't do their usual double tape.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
It's live tonight. I don't know why. I don't know what else they're I'm assuming they're taping something
Maybe
else.
Maybe they taping Battle of the Belts, too.
Can they stop doing that?
I don't know. But usually, no, that's what they
loses.
Do.
When... No one ever loses a belt, though. So, like, no one either. Yeah. It's like, it's just an extra hour of wrestling that, like, I don't give a fuck about. Because they don't put on any good matches, aren't. And this is like you're, like, getting, like, Moxley versus Omega. Like, you're not getting that on Battle of the Belts. Like, you're getting, like, Orange Cassidy versus fucking Penta, which is not necessarily a bad match, it's but like not you're not bad, getting
y'all
you're
do
not
it every getting week.
Yeah. 100%. Like you're not stop that. It's pointless. Let it go.
Usually that's how they do it when they do a live rampage. Mm-hmm. That means they taping something that's gonna be on TV like the next day or the week at, or maybe they taping something for Thanksgiving weekend, maybe.
Oh, possibly.
Maybe something.
Or some Ring of Honor shit.
Or some Ring of Honor shit. Could be. It probably is Ring of
probably
Honor.
Probably Ring of Honor.
But yeah, okay. Well, that's cool. Now, my favorite part.
Let's go.
What is freezing ice cold?
Can I go
this week and wrestle? Oh, she said, oh, she's like, Lord, hold on, wait. Y'all saw this, right? So she was like, oh no, we got a rotating clock around this motherfucker. So you gonna go first this week with the hot. And then as soon as I get the cold, she like, oh no, look, fuck all that. I'm going first. So Gabby got it. Like, she's the boss. I'm done.
My bad. So I have a couple things that are cold to me.
Let's go.
And my first one is going to be a hot take, right? It very well should have gone in news or hot takes, but execution matters, right? I'm very big on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Mariah May's entrance.
Oh, no, this ain't no hot take. I agree with you on this one.
They could have done so much better for that major signing. And we all kind of knew she was going over. So, like, maybe that's why they did it. I don't know. It wasn't a surprise. But it could have been a surprise for someone. They fumbled the fuck on that. Like, why do you debut her on an RJ City backstage thing? Like, what are y'all doing? Do y'all not know this lady? And her skin? Have you not seen her, like, break bitches' necks in Stardom? Like,
yeah.
I want to see her go up against Paige, but that's here nor there. just go ahead and take Paige out.
What a her saying place. Breaking necks and then was like, you know what? I want her to go against Paige. It's insane. But hey, I'm gonna let it rock. I'm gonna let that rock.
I just
but I saw what you did. I see. So. What you
did. I don't like Soraya. Sorry, guys. I think she's.
Oh no, I'm
good.
I'm not.
Yeah, I think they fumbled that one majorly. Like that really, yeah. Like. It did nothing to boost her. It did nothing to, like, if you're a random AEW fan who doesn't know anything about her in Stardom, which honestly is probably fair,
probably
you didn't
true.
Do her any favors.
Yeah.
Because AEW fans are typically WWE haters.
Pretty much, yes.
They don't watch
NJPW. I think they actually lost their New Japan crowd not too long.
100%. Ago. So, yeah. Like, there's no one, like, if you. They could have used that to have her run in on somebody's match. They could have used her to have her run in on Britt. They could have, like, done so many things with it. Instead of, like, debuting her, they could have had her run in on Toni Storm. They could have had so many things instead of just, like, delaying debuting her in the back with fucking RJ City. No shade to RJ City. I like RJ City. But, like,
yeah,
what are y'all doing?
Yeah, they could have handled that. They could have handled that a lot better. A whole lot better.
100%.
Yeah.
It's
especially, so, like, she's a big signee. You know what I'm saying? Just like
he's a huge signee.
With Jay, you know what I'm saying? Have her flashing cameras, like show her why she's in, show us why she's important, you know what I'm saying?
Right, because again, the average AEW fan is truly just a WWE hater. Like they don't breach, they don't watch anything outside of AEW. They're just there to make sure that WWE doesn't get clicks.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, you should know. Like she's going to bring some life. Unfortunately, I don't know what the problem is that you can't bring in one person with so much star power because then you end up situation with that you're in now where she just runs through everybody. And like that's kind of boring.
Y'all don't have a hitter that can go one-on-one with her right now. Like y'all don't have that.
They don't.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got y'all. Oh, we're gonna toss Britt Baker at her.
100%. I was gonna say they're gonna throw up against Britt. I would even like to see her up with Toni Storm or partner with Toni Storm. Either or.
Yeah.
Because Toni can go.
Yeah, she can.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that, definitely.
I know you said you had a few more.
So my other one, briefly touched on earlier, was Mark Briscoe coming back in a six-man tag with Keith Lee and Goldust. I literally said last week that whenever they get bored, they bring out Goldust. So what? I can't even form words. Why? And you're that's how you choose to bring back Briscoe. Why did y'all just bring him back with Jay White? Y'all could have built, because there actually is a story there, right? Because Jay White fought Jay Briscoe in NJPW. So there actually is history there. So like all they had to do was try to create the proper package for that, and it would have made sense to bring him back to fight for his brother.
Right.
Instead, y'all threw him back with fucking Keithley and Goldust. I don't even know who they fought against. I don't even remember. Like, it's not important. It's really not important because it was nobody. Mm. But like, that's how you choose to bring him back. I don't understand.
Yeah, that is nasty.
I just talked about this last week.
You actually spoke this up. I swear.
Unfortunately, I did.
We could bring up the game film. Like, you said this shit word for word. Like, when they bring back Mark Briscoe, and as a matter of fact, I added you on Twitter, like, on that shit, and it was like, you were like, motherfucker, did I not tell you that this is gonna happen? I was like, hey, look, I'm just delivering. I'm just saying you were right. I was like, I'm just saying you were right.
It's just, I don't understand. And like, it's fucking Mark Briscoe. Like, he literally could be your baby face.
On a show that's trending downward at that.
Right. You could have used him to work your pop back, right?
Yeah.
You could have used him to get your pop back. You could have used him to get your numbers back. You could have used him on like so many different ways. And this is how you chose. You're like, well, what's Goldust doing? Keith Lee ain't doing shit. Call him up. There's no history between any of the three of them whatsoever. So again, there's nothing there, but that is our biggest point with AEW, right? They just throw shit out their ass and be like, here's a match. It's like there's no build, there's no story, there's no connection, there's no nothing, there's no chemistry. And there's no chemistry either. When you throw these matches together, like, it's just like a shit show, a shit sandwich, because like there's nothing there.
They love their fucking dream. They love their dream matches.
Dream matches. They love their matches.
Dream matches galore,
no
builds, baby.
No connections, no nothing. Like, why would Mark Briscoe all of a sudden want to team with Dustin Rhodes? Like, please explain that to me.
And Keith Lee.
Like, please explain that to me. Somebody, like, it doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense. Like, there's no record of being friends, no record of like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, no,
what you niggas doing right now? Hey, nothing. You know what? Put down your sandwich and catering. We good. We got a match in 20 minutes. I got you. Match.
Like, I don't know, man. Strange company, bro. Really strange.
I don't understand, but hey, what do I know? Last one, and then I will pass it on to y'all. So I'm sure this is probably on your list. So this could be a joint conversation. Mm-hmm. Samoa Joe. winning over Keith Lee to then vacate the title in a company that has how many double champs at this point? Several double champs? I need someone to explain that.
It's the Wardlow shit all over again. I don't want to challenge CM Punk for the interim title. I want to challenge the real title, but I'm gonna keep this title right here, the TNT championship, and then proceeds to lose it too.
I just don't understand. It's a half fucking, he could have fucking won. But again, and even then, like, there are so many double champs between Ring of Honor and AEW. It's like, what?
Eddie Kingston is a fucking double champ right now.
MJF is a fucking double champ right now.
Mm-hmm. They still have the tag belts? Yeah. Wow, they do. They do. Wow.
They go up against the Guns at a pre-show. Whoever his mystery partner is going up against the Guns pre-show for her full year.
It's going to be Samoa Joe.
So he's got double duty again for another pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yep.
So again, so just, you know what I mean? Like, that just, it just, I don't, I need someone to explain this to me, because I'm pretty sure I just nailed the explanation. I'm pretty sure that was the explanation.
I'm going to say this because it was on my list, but this is more so Keith Lee slander. I'm sorry.
Damn, man, because I
feel like that's a hot, I mean, it's a hot topic.
Yeah, I think all three of us got that one. Go ahead.
The simple fact that you jobbed out and the nigga dropped the belt anyway is crazy. Like, he just relinquished. Like, he vacated the belt.
Laid the belt on the ring and dipped.
Laid the belt on the ring after he choked you to sleep. Bro, I don't know what Keith Lee did to anybody in the background or whatever, like backstage or whatever like that. But
he had to figure it out and apologize.
Bro, I just go home. Go home, bro.
He could be backstage somewhere. I think he'd be a great trainer. Hey, But I think he's kind of gonna have to hang the boots up. Mia Yim about to be the breadwinner in that family, and that's fine.
I mean, yeah, dog, it's over, man. Like, get a Twitch channel, start a YouTube tutorial, like, you know, fixing, you know, changing oil, show people how to change oil on their cars. I don't know, barbecue, like, you know, grilling.
He can own a Jones barbecue and foot massage.
Grilling
barbecue. You know,
show people how to do their taxes every year. It's something like
he can support his wife. That yes, he can be a real house husband of wrestling.
Yeah,
there you go. There's the next show, guys.
Yeah. So I got something for you right here. Shout out to, you know, my boy, my dog, Raj Geary.
Oh wow!
Good lord.
So he went ahead and put this out here. Something wild with Keith Lee, and again, why he shouldn't have beaten Samoa Joe. He was Tony Khan's big announcement last year. Keith Lee has not won a single match on the A Show, Dynamite, or an AEW pay per view in over a year since he beat Isaiah Cassidy on February 9th, 2022.
That is a wild
last match you won was beating the nigga who moans.
That's the match he came in that threw that nigga, right? It was like a real
That was squash. That
he
was
literally
that,
came in, threw that nigga, and then pinned him, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dog. I'm sorry. I feel like I say enough mean things about Keith Lee in the past. I'm really trying to be nice, but that's crazy, bro. That's crazy. He ain't all right, man. I mean, wasn't he out for most of 2023 though? Or was he like hurt?
They didn't use him.
They just didn't use them.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Wow. That's crazy.
That's all I got.
That's all that
Gabby has. All I'm willing to touch on.
On the cold. And what you got over there?
MJF versus Daniel Garcia was just why? I get it. Y'all trying to go ahead and, you know,
something to do.
But it was heatless, man. There was nothing there for that.
I think he's jumping ship when his contract's up.
I heard he's been shooting.
Oh no, he's been doing shoot interviews. Absolutely, yeah.
Garcia.
Garcia. Oh yeah. He's gone.
I never seen it for Daniel Garcia, but I mean, yeah.
I see it for Daniel Garcia, but I don't see it in AEW. I think there's too many people that look like him, and what I mean by look like him, I mean like his structure, his style. Like it's just, I think he's not special enough for AEW.
Oh no, he's gone.
I think the WWE is like, oh, you from AEW? Let me go ahead and shop him quick rockets.
Yeah, you know, and you know,
so I think it'll work.
And he's definitely an NXT guy.
Yeah, so yeah. People definitely has been in his ear too. Like, hey man, look, come on, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna be out of there. So that was just a very heatless match. Swerve is just boring me, man. He is boring me, dude. Like, I don't know, man. It need to be something with him, dog. Like, I'm bored, bro. I'm bored.
Man,
bro.
Did you see his used car commercial?
Yes, I did. That's why. Can you pull it up, AJ? Can you pull it up?
I don't have it. I'm sorry. Oh, I don't know why.
Why did you get the used car commercial?
I do have. I'll I'm gonna find it. And I'm gonna throw it in the clip.
Thank you.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Appreciate it.
But. I was hoping that you ain't bring that up because that's definitely on my cold list. The fact this nigga selling twofers in a used parking lot.
In a used car parking lot.
Ice cold, like Antarctica, like trash. But continue. Go ahead. I mean, I'm sorry.
So yeah, that is just, you know, I'm bored. I'm just bored, dog. I'm just really bored right now.
And that fit was nasty.
I was gonna wait on that.
And man, honestly, in a full gear promote, like things building up for full gear, that's another thing too for me. That's pretty cold, man. It doesn't feel like a very hot show.
It's next weekend, right?
Yeah, it's next weekend. Yeah. Like me, you talked about it. We was like, you was like, yeah, full gear is like next week.
I was
week.
Like, y'all, like, I remember that next week, right? Like,
I'm like, damn. So you know that, and then the ongoing saga of Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. So you know, we got the Golden Jets versus the Young Bucks, and what the fuck ever, man. Like, who cares?
I don't give a fuck about that match.
Who cares, dog? Like, that should tell you
supposedly
something.
Supposedly, are they like teasing another Elite breakup again?
Too? Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Cold.
Man, it's just that. And I'm trying to find something for WWE right now, man. Man, fuck it. Judgment Day, man. I'm just not entertained right now.
They're not being elevated. They've done what they need to do. They need to shake it up. They need to do something.
I get tired of Rhea Ripley coming out there and saying, "We run Raw." Okay, who gives a fuck? And then, you know, like,
I need Rhea Ripley to have a fucking match.
I need her to have a feud, a good something, feud. Something. She needs a feud, man.
But that was my whole take on her being number one in PWI. Like, I see why she's number one, but like, if you look at her matches and her match quality, it ain't there. Like, she's definitely over. Yeah. She got the look. She can kill a promo. Like, I'm not fighting that. I'm fighting the fact that she's been a champion for going on a year and she's had no notable feuds. That is my issue. Like, she goes up there and she fucking squashes Selena Vega. She goes up there and she squashes, like, randos. Like, can you get her in a real feud for her to elevate her right now? Because right now she's just a mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And nothing's wrong with that, but you are a champion. Like, I'm gonna need you to be more than a fucking mouthpiece. Like, I'm gonna need you to go out there and get busy. And like, I just, that is my biggest issue with Rhea Ripley. Like, throw her in a fucking feud.
I just get tired of just saying, like, we run Raw. I don't care.
Mommy's on top. Okay, girl, we get it. You're on top. Yeah, shit.
We get it. Whatever.
That works.
Is she still hurt? Sort of speak. Oh, okay. Because I know she was dialing back because she was like hurt or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
at this point, they're just like using her to.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think it'll heat up once something happened with Judgment Day. Like, either Priest get kicked out or they add a new member to there. I don't know. But I'm just bored with it right now. And then I was going to put this in a cold, but I should have put it as hot. Grand Metalik not jobbing out the commander.
Said nope. Not today.
No. And not only did he say no, the whole match got canceled. The whole match got canceled.
So, Grand Metalik, like, you know, like, you're like, nigga, no, I'm not jobbing to him. I'm straight.
And you know what? The worst part about it is them niggas said, okay. Like, they didn't try to fight it. They didn't be like, go out there and put on the fucking, like, match or switch it. He was like, I'm not doing it. All right, I'm going back to the hotel. I'll holler at y'all later.
Right.
Uber. They was like, okay.
I'm out. So, breaking news real quick. To end SmackDown, Asuka turned on Bianca and Charlotte Flair, and she's now aligned with the Judgment. I mean, with Damage Control.
Okay, we saw that coming. So,
Asuka, yeah, they beat the shit out of them.
Bailey about to catch it next.
Oh, though. Bailey's next. She's next. But everybody is, it's unity right now. So they got. It's Asuka, Kari, Io, Bailey, Dakota. Oh, and Shotzi tried to come out for the save and got her thrashed.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Hey, so you know what? I'm thinking about it. I don't know. But they're going to need somebody on SmackDown to help them out. Yeah, and I'll tell her who's going to be.
Send them some help, please. Yes. Because like, that was bad. That was a beat down. They got beat up. They got their ass whooped. So, you know, y'all touched on a few things, like, you know what I'm saying? Especially like my frustrations with the Judgment Day currently right now. Rhea's really the one that's over out of Judgment Day. Everybody else is kind of like, whatever. Like, they just keep getting utilized for like plug in, like, oh yeah, this week y'all gonna fight Sami Zayn. Oh, this week you're gonna fight Cody Rhodes. Like, that's literally like the Judgment Day's whole thing right now. And then they still doing this slow burn. This slow burn thing where Drew is probably going to be inserted and Damian Priest is already going to get kicked out or something like that or whatever. Like, it's very, very slow right now, but I get it. Like, that's just that whole in between a big four, you know what I'm saying? Because we got War Games coming. So something's got to change after War Games. I know that much. For me to still kind of be interested in Judgment Day, but right now it is falling cold. Like, because really, I'm looking at Judgment Day just to look at Rhea Ripley at this point. And Dom too. But I'm not going to lie. The Dom, my dad's a deadbeat shit. Come on, man. I'm getting a little tired with that shit too. Like, he can only say that so many times. You know what I'm saying? And he's still the North American champion, right?
Yeah, but
at some point he's got to drop it.
He's probably about to drop it back to West anyway. So
yeah, something like that. The Swerve promoting the twofers in a parking lot before Dynamite. Crazy, buy one get one free Dynamite tickets is insane with that nasty ass Boogie Nights suit he had on.
He creased the fuck out his ones too, bro. He creased the fuck out them bitches, man.
I honestly like age ones. Like, I don't have a problem with it. He's just swaggerless. So it's nothing's gonna look cool.
Yeah, exactly. So but matter. He creased them, and I'm just like, yeah, bro.
Yeah, like so nasty. Here's one that that needed to be, I feel like needed to be talked about, and I'll take anybody's hits. I really don't give a shit. But Okada and Danielson booked for Wrestle Kingdom. Extremely Antarctic cold. I don't give a flying fuck about Okada and Danielson doing it again and doing it at Wrestle Kingdom to finally fulfill Danielson's pipe dream, because he's gotten injured twice.
So Okada been beating his ass. Okada's been whooping his ass.
Everybody's been beating Daniel Bryan at this point.
Not like Okada, man. Okada done broke his arm and he broke his
his face.
Man.
Like, I don't know what's next. He gonna break your, he gonna tear your ACL. Like, I don't.
You need to leave that man alone.
Just leave that shit alone. But I mean, Okada, this is all Danielson's pipe dream. So he can finally, like, this is why he left WWE. Part of the reason why he left WWE, when he wanted to go wrestle in Japan, so now he's finally gonna go do that shit. And I'm really hoping that sooner or later this is it for him. Like, I'm not the biggest Danielson fan personally, but
obviously
I really don't care, but you know, I'm just like, this is extremely cold. I don't care. I do like Okada, you know what I'm saying? I do feel like working with AEW, how he has kind of hurt him a little bit. It has hurt Okada. It's kind of taken away a lot of his the grandeur that
his mystique.
It kind of taken it took a lot from his aura, like working with AEW. I'm not gonna hold y'all, but like that's piping. That is cold, ice cold, like fresh ice over a lake cold. Like, that's
Michigan cold.
Yeah, Michigan cold. Like, I'm not with it at all. But yeah, that's it. That's it for me on Cole. I think we all just couldn't wait for the Keith Lee part.
That was universal right there, man.
I'm pretty sure we're all like, huh.
Like,
all right.
Like, if I'm Keith Lee, man, I'd be wondering, like, bro, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, okay.
They
about to move him over to Ring of Honor, dog. That's what they're gonna end up doing. They're gonna move him to Ring of Honor.
He ain't gonna do shit over there either.
He ain't gonna do exactly. Like, what are you gonna do there?
Walk around with that cape.
I'm done. Goodbye. Hang out with Goldust. Exactly. I'm
done. Yeah, you got it.
Oh man, I'm so tired.
That gray hair.
Keith Lee's grandfather, like Cornette liked to say. So all of a sudden his grandfather comes out. Like, that was crazy, man. That was insane, man. But yeah, that's what we got, man. Yeah, the Keith Lee thing. Hey, look, I don't know what to tell you, bro. I don't know what to say, but it's probably gonna be a funny cover this week.
What type of shit is that?
Yeah, all of a sudden Keith Lee's grandfather comes out.
Niggas.
That shit is ridiculous.
Oh man.
But yeah, man. So I think that was it for this week in wrestling. We did try to cover like a little bit of what was going on SmackDown. I do think they did cover a little Solo Sikoa segment. He's going to be back on NXT. He's going to be back on SmackDown next week. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Uso is going to be facing LA Knight next week.
I like it. I
don't hate it. Sure.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
Whatever.
I just want that nigga to yell just the whole yeet thing. Stop saying that shit.
Yeah. Like, so nothing about Roman. I mean, I think everybody's kind of like, Roman's like, I'll see y'all at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, you know, I ain't got time for that shit. I'll catch y'all later.
Yeah, so that's the carryover until then. And up next we got Survivor Series coming up. So we planning to do a Spaces for Survivor Series. Usually we do a post show, but brother, it is a holiday weekend. So that's not happening. But we got a whole lot more on the way. Another Turner Truthers is popping up on your Patreon very, very soon. I think right now the last one that is up is Great American Bash 2000. and I believe Gabby is on that one.
I'm on the one from. No, I'm not on that one. Yeah. I was on the one before, the week before.
Week before? Mm-hmm. You wasn't on Great American Bash? Okay, maybe she wasn't. She wasn't on. I could have swore I saw you on that, but she wasn't on that one. But we got Great American Bash 2000. Turner Truthers, man, is turning up. Them boys, man, they working on that. So be prepared for that. Also, I think Winston is going to be pulling up. So Winston.
Let's go.
Yeah, prepare yourselves.
That's going to be hilarious. That's
going to
be hilarious.
So we got that coming up. Anything else from you guys?
Nah. Shit just keep trucking along. What we doing over here, man? That's all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Gabby, comment what you want me to go find next. If not, I will just throw out some random facts moving forward. But there will there will be weekly facts.
Yes, we need them. We need those. We need that because I learned a great deal about Legends contract tonight. It made me want a Legends contract.
No, for real. Especially like, when you find out Kane's getting $100,000 a year.
5,000, you know what I'm saying? You know, 5,000. I'll take 5,000. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? He probably save a lot of money because he'd be buying them cheap ass suits he'd be wearing and shit. So
yeah.
I mean,
Yeah. But that is it for this week. With that being said, like, this is AJ, Aunt P,
yes, sir.
Gabby, we all here. Salute to you all. Have a great week. That is this week's episode. We out. Peace.